friends. This year should be a special for our members of Shiyuchu. This was Moshe Rabbeinu Peshedina. And Refuah Svi Ben Yitl, Moshe Ben Makav, Rami Yosef Ben Chana, Rami Yosef Ben Chana, Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, and Mordechai Elihil Ben Yosef Halevi, Moshe Ben Rezel, Rizuk Ben Bracha, and Lili Nishmas, Harav David Ben Rib Shmuel, and Harav Aaron Yehudel, and Harav Yaakov Shlomo Ben Rudolf Ber. And is based on the Sichos Chachmo Musar of Rav David Karan Glass Shlita. This is Maimer Samach, Limea Purim. Rambam writes, it's always exciting when it starts with the Rambam. Kol Sifrei Nevi'im Chol Ksuvim Asidin Libotim Mosav Shichotz Megillas Esther. All Sifrei Nevi'im and all Ksuvim are going to be bottle. The end of days, Messiah comes, except for Megillas Esther. Harei Kayemes Kechamisha Chumshei Torah. So Megillas Esther is going to stay around, like Chamisha Chumshei Torah is going to stay around, and like the halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh, that are not batal, that are not nullified forever. The memory of the earlier tzaras are going to be forgotten. Isaiah 65:16. That says as much, but the days of Purim are never going to be batal. The days of Purim are not going to pass by the Jews, and the memory is not going to stop from their seed. Sagas arrived. Dvar het yotos huze. Wow. Kiloi batal sefer mikol asfarim shein sefer shein bo limud. So he says that this is the words of a simpleton. Of simpletons, because there's no sefer that's going to be batal. Every sefer has a limud. What it said was that even the other sefer, you're not going to read from them publicly. And Megillas Esther, you will read from publicly. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that the book itself is going to be batal. That the Rabbit says cannot be. But it means that there's not going to be a public reading. Now the makor of the din that Sifrei Nevi'im are going to be batal is from the Yerushalmi. It says in the Yerushalmi brought in the Hagos Maimonios Perak Aleph Halacha Hein Maseches Megillah. So the Rambam understands the Yerushalmi Kipshuto. The Nevi'im and Ksuvim are going to be batal. The Ravid understands Bidas HaRambam that his opinion is that we are going to bury, just put away Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And the Ravid argues. And he says, but it can't be. Every sefer has a limud. So how could the Rama make such a taina? So it must be that only the kriya is going to be batal, but the svarim themselves are not going to be batal. Be'emes, we have to understand Das HaRamba. How could it be that yizbatlu sifrei nevi'im iksuvim v'yiganzu? They're filled with Das Hashem. How could it be that we're not going to require these svarim lasid lavo? Pasuk says about the futuristic vision, Achris Hayamim, V'gar ze'evim keves, V'namerim gedi yerbatz, V'egil l'kfir m'riachtav. It says that the lamb famously is going to lie next to the lion. It's going to be peace. Rambam writes that even the wild animals aren't going to be wild anymore. Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, the 12th parak, Allah Aleph, Ayale Alev, Shid Moshe V'Shir, Chibot Adar Min Hagu Shalolam. Don't think that when the Messiah comes, anything from the minig of the world is going to be batal, or there's going to be a chiddush in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ela olam kimin hago noig. The world is going to keep going as it was, and that's what Isaiah says. V'gar zevim kevis v'namerim gedi yerbatz. Mashal echida. It's just a mashal. That the wild animals aren't going to be wild anymore is a mashal. And the idea is, the nimshal is, it's a parable. So Yisrael Yoshun Levetach Im Rishi Yom HaSa'olam Mishum Kezev HaKanamer. So we're going to sit with the Yom HaSa'olam, who are like wolves and leopards. Shenamar Zev HaRobos Yishtedeim Namer Shoket Al Areim. And we have a pasuk that compares the Yom HaSa'olam, who are hurting us, to wild animals. V'yachzeru Kulam L'dos HaEmes. And everybody's going to come back to the true religion. They're going to come back to the true religion. They're not going to steal. They're not going to destroy. And they're going to live peacefully with the Jewish people. They're going to eat like v'arye ki bakar yochal tevin. And the lion, like the ox, shall eat straw. So they're going to. The idea is that the Musa'olam are going to be tamed, and that's but not that there's going to be a change in Minhagu Shel Olam. The Ramban in Parshas B'chukosai argues. He says the pasuk is kipshuto, ve'eno mashal. The Ramban writes ki tiaret Yisrael be'es kiyum amitzus kasher ha'olam etchilas kodem cheto shel adam arishon. In Chayv Remes Memes Adam Kmosha Amrain Orid Memes Elchait Memes Bezesham Rakasu Vishasha Yonek Al Chorpasin Vachainu Par Vidov Tirena Vareik Bakar Yochal Tavin Tevin Kiloya Terif Bechayos Haros Rakum Necheto Shal Adam Kinigzer Alavlios Terif Lishenem Vusama Terif Tevelahem Galmitrov Zezek Hayadua Vine Bibriasu Shalom Namar Bechayos. A rose, rak mipnei cheto shel adam nigzar, v'zeh shamar kasu v'shashay yonek achor pasin v'chein b'upara v'dov tirena v'arei kabako yochal tevin ki lo yaterif b'chayis. A rose, rak mipnei cheto shel adam ki nigzar alav lios terif lishenem v'husam aterif tevelahem gam letrof zeh zeka yadua v'nei b'vyasu shel adam nemer b'chayis shenasin lameisiv l'achla t'chsiv l'chol chayis ha'aretz v'l'chol v'shamayim l'chol remes al ha'aretz. The Ramban says, it's not going to be a chiddush in Maaseh Bereishis. The Ramban says, no chiddush in Maaseh Bereishis. The Ramban says, I agree with you, Rambam. There is no chiddush in Maaseh Bereishis. This is the way they were created. Animals originally were created to be peaceful. They weren't supposed to be preying on other animals, preying on people. Not praying, davening, but hurting them. Yeah? So it wasn't supposed to be. God created them to be peaceful, but the animals became wild because of sin, and then the world's going to go back to its peaceful state. So it's going to go back to the way it was at Maaseh Bereishis. However, the Rambam agrees that Bimos HaMashiach there's going to be peace. You're right. Maybe the whole what the Navi's telling us is just a mashal. But the wild animals not being one, that the lamb is going to lie with the lion, that's a mashal, but the Rambam agrees there'll be peace, like we see in the halas halacha of the Yad. There's going to be a lot of good, and all of the delicacies are going to be very, very commonplace. There's going to be no hunger, there's going to be no war, there's going to be no strife, there's going to be no jealousy, there's going to be no competition. The whole world's just going to be interested in knowing Hashem. And therefore, they're going to be Chum Gedolim. They're going to know hidden things. They're going to know Das Haborek, if you call Adam, Kimolar, it's Das Hashem. Kamaim liyom mechasim, the world's going to be filled with knowledge of God like the water fills the seas. So we're so used to the fact that the world is filled with kina, sin, atachris, the world is filled with so much contention, the world is filled with war, with strife. But it's not true. That's not the nature. Mos HaMashiach, like the Ramban claims, the world's going to go back to the way it was supposed to be, alpi nature, alpi teva. Naturally, everyone's supposed to get along. We're supposed to love each other. So the machlokas is that the Rambam says there's no chidushim in Maisa Bereishis. And therefore animals that are praying animals are going to continue being praying animals. The Ramban says, no. They were created to be peaceful and that they're going to go back. They're not going to be a chidush in Maisa Bereishis. They can go back to their original nature. So we can explain the psukim kipshutam. That animals, that wild animals, that the Navi says, wild animals are going to be peaceful and calm. They really are. Kipshuto. When it says in Isaiah, "V'chisesu karach harvosim li'itim v'chinesusem la'mizmeres lo'isa goy go'cher v'lo'ndo l'melchama," they're going to beat their swords into plowshares. There's going to be no more war. The Rambam agrees that. Kipshuto. There's going to be no more war. There's a Masechah Sanhedrin, B'machashakim Hoshivani Kimeisei Olam, Amar B'yir Mizu Talmud Shal Bovel. In other words, when Knesset Yisrael is Mekonen on the Golus, laments the Golus and the many Tzaras, so they say that they're in darkness. What's the darkness? Talmud Shal Bovel. What does this mean? Talmud Bavli's darkness? It's Kehem Chayenu V'yaruch Yameinu. How are you calling it darkness? Says in Maseches Nedarim, Amar Vada Rabbi Chanina, Amalei Chot Yisrael, Lo Niten LaMelech Hamishchem Shetar B'Sefer Yehoshua B'Lvad She'Erkos Shel Eretz Yisrael. My time Ki Barov Chochma Rov Kas. Says in Maseches Nedarim, had the Jews not sinned, all they would have had is the Hamishchem Shetar and Yehoshua, because Yehoshua tells us about how Eretz Yisrael was apportioned, was given out. What's the reason? Because the pasuk says Rov Chochma Rov Kas. Rashi Lefi Shebatu V'Chotu. Since they have Rov Kas, since they sinned, they need Rov Chachma. They need more Sfarim. If Am Yisrael wouldn't have sinned, they would have known it on their own. They wouldn't have needed the Sfarim. Just a Kas, Shekas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu, that requires the Sfarim. It's interesting. Rav Kook, when he writes about the women's education, he says women don't need Sfarim. Men need Sfarim, because men need to be tamed more. He says women can find it in their pnimius without without so much intellectual investment. As the Dore Doros, women were not learning. So today people say things have changed. But I don't know what Rav Kook would say today, but when he was writing, he said that women don't need Sfarim like men do. Men need the Sfarim. Women have it in their pnimius. And that's what this Gemara is saying. And had we not sinned, we wouldn't have needed all these Sfarim. We would have known everything in our pnimius. But we sinned, and therefore we need things to be spelled out for us. Not only that, but it says in the Gemara that there's nothing that's not Ramas in the Torah. The Gemara writes in this parish, the Sifra Tzniusa, everything that ever was, what was, is, and will be, is in the Torah. All the details. So, had we been zochah, we would have been able to see it from the Sfarim, from the Chumash, but we didn't. And then we sinned, and we're not zochah anymore to see it in the Chumash, so we need all the Sifra Nevi'im. Rambam writes at the end of the Yad, "L'fichu Yisrael chacham gedolim v'yodim dvarim astum v'yasigu da'as dvarim k'fi koach ha'adam." Therefore, the Jewish people are going to be great chachamim. They're going to know hidden things. They're going to be able to understand da'as habore as much as human beings can do. Shenamar kimala atzdeas Hashem kamayim liyom mechasim. The world is going to be filled with knowledge of God, like water fills the seas. So, as we already said, the Rambam writes this halacha, and this halacha that there's going to be shalva lasid lavo. It's going to be peace on earth, and therefore, when the Rambam says vayter at the end of the halacha, we're going to be chacham gedolim v'yom dvarim stumim v'yasigu das baron kafi kolachad. It's also not a chiddush in Maaseh Bereishis. The seichel is going to be like its teva, like its bria. What human being is able to accomplish to knowing the secrets. In Just like the fire, the teva of fire, the nature of fire is to burn, so to the teva of the seichel is lahasig uladas kol hachachma lahagia lahavana shleima b'torah mikoch hamishuch hamshei torah b'lvad. Then we have this kas, we have this anger that Hashem was angry at us because of our sins. That's the klipas tmeis that we created with our sins. That separates us from kedusha, and therefore we're not so. We don't know dvarim hastumim. But when we go back to our original nature, we're going to know the hidden things. We're going to be a much higher madrega. When we're going to learn the four psukim, for example, that talk about giving a get, we're going to know Gantz Meseches Gittin. Now you got to learn Gittin with Rishonim, with Achronim. Gantz Meisa. But when Mashiach comes, we're not going to need... We're only going to need Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Sefer Yehoshua. We're able to look in the Chumash and know no Masech is getting, it seems. Wow. Machashakim Hoshivani Zut Talmud Shel Bavel. The darkness is that we need so many Perushim. We need so many Perushim to explain everything. Gemara has to go into such detail, such minute detail. And we don't even understand the Gemara. We're always looking to the side. What does Rashi say? You read the Gemara, you feel a little tense. What does this mean? And you hope there's a Rashi. Hoping against hope. So when I was learning, when I was younger, there was no art scroll. So if Rashi didn't say anything, you're finished. You have to ask somebody. You can't... There's no help. Today, people don't have a problem. They just look at the parish art scroll and everything in their set. But we're in darkness. That's why we need the Bavli to explain so many things to us. And then we don't even understand the Bavli. And then after we read Rashi, we don't understand Rashi a lot of times. We need a parish le perusho. That's the darkness of Talmud Bavli. Because we're in darkness, we need the Bavli. Otherwise, we wouldn't need it. We'd have such clarity. We wouldn't need such the Gemara to tell us things in such minute detail. We're learning Subis and Tesam at Beis Tanya Nadshal Hanikas Benah. When a woman made a neder not to nurse her child. But he'll say kofa menikto. Nizgar she'eino kofa. So he can force his wife to nurse. And if they got divorced, he can't force. If the baby knows the mother, then we pay the woman, and then he can force her. Menikto mepnei sakana. Even if they're divorced, the father pays, and she has to nurse the child. And the Gemara discusses how long it takes for the child to recognize the mother. And therefore he won't nurse from another woman. In the Yerushalmi, Perakei Alachavav, it says, Kami Yehelo Vihe Makira, Rav Yirmiya says 3 months. And Rav Zera looked at him. 3 months? Baby already knows his mother. And he says, what are you looking at me for? You should be mispoil your moron on Shmuel. Shmuel says 3 days? Mat mistakel bi, Neymar lach minahid Shmuel, Dharma Shmuel shlosh yam, he says 3 days. The Gemara says, Vaiter Shmuel did kedate. Shmuel Amar Chakim and Alechaisa the Aldenli. Shmuel is the Shita, so he says, I already know the Mialedes. I recognize her from when I was born. Rabbi Shuban Levi says, I recognize my Moel. Rabbi Yechanan says that he recognizes the ladies who stood around him when he was born. So we think this is above Teva? No, this is Teva. Teva is that's what a person is supposed to be able to do. But because of our sins, we went down. But those who are able to connect to their Teva, that the human being that God made, like Adam Arishon, Chazal describe how what Kochos Adam had, that's what we're supposed to connect to. And lust of love, we're going to go back to that. And that's why the Rambam says there's going to be no need for Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Kipshuta. Unlike the Ravid says, no, we're still going to need them. No! We're going to see it all in the Torah. We're going to have such clarity. Umolar et Steyas Hashem. We're going to get it from the Torah. We're going to get it from the world. Famous Ramban. Amal Hashem Elokecha Slavavcha Veslavav Zarecha. He writes, this is Dvarim 36. Zeshar Markasa B'Yirmiyo. There's going to be a new bris. What's this new bris? No more Yetzirah. At that time. Therefore, we're not going to need anything. We're going to have everybody's going to be their own prophets. You're not going to need teachers. Teachers, find another job. People are going to know on their own. Oh, so if this is all true, and it is, then what's the Mila of Megillas Esther? That Megillas Esther is going to be forever. It's not going, never going to be battle. So it says in the Yalkut Shimoni and Mishlei, on the Pasuk Chachmas Bansa Besa, Chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has prepared her meat. Tavcha, tivcha. She prepared her meat. Mascha yena. She mingled her wine. Af archa shulchana. She's even set her table. What does this mean? So the Medrash says, Yalkut Shimoni, Tavcha tivcha, zo Esther Amalka. Shevshur gi yotzal Yisrael, eskin esud lachashver shulhaman arasha, v'sacharto shikarto yayin b'yoyser. V'kasavr hi hayahaman ba'atzmo shechok alo kovid. V'ulo yada shparashu parsi hilo mitzuda. So this Esther prepared the meat because it was a tzar for the Jewish people. She made the su'uda. Haman got drunk. Haman thinks that he's so chashev, and she doesn't know that she's setting him up. She mitoch she shichro so yayin kansala umasa lolam af orcha shulchana, because she got him drunk. She saved us. Af orcha shulchana, set her table olam hazeh olam haba, in this world, the next world. Eze. What does that mean? Zeh. Shame tov shekansa, she was kona shame tov. She called a moadim asidim li batal vimeapur meinam betel nom. All the moadim are going to be batal. Purim will never be batal. Shenemar vimeapur meilo yabri misecha yehudim. The days of Purim will never pass by the Jews. Amr belazar afiyom apkipurim lo yabatel olam. Blazer says, Yom Kippur is also never going to pass from the Jews. So, all the more them are going to be batel, but not Purim. And then Reb Lezer says, even Yom Kippur, as it says, V'haitza lachem, zos lachem, l'chukas olam. So the fact that Yom Kippur is never going to be batel, he learns from a different pasuk. It's different than pasuk learned from Purim. Purim is v'imei Purim eloi avrim secha Yehudim. And Yom Kippur is v'haitza zos lachem, l'chukas olam. And the Rashi ben Tshuva looks like his gear, so it was Amar Rebbe. And he writes in his Bir of Haisa Zos Lachem, Haftach Shtiyah L'chukas Olam Shayom Yechaper. Afilo Yishmeru. V'das Rebbe Kan Kedaita B'gemara Damar Yom HaKippurim. L'chaper Bein Al HaShavim Bein Al She'enam Shavim. Mi'uikar Atam B'yom HaKippurim She'en Abotam Uvur Api Kabbal Avein Lo Naharach B'zekan. Rashba writes, this is going to be for you. This is Avtacha, it's going to be forever. That the day is going to be Mechaper, even if they don't keep it. And the opinion of Rebbe here, again, it's Gersu is Rebbe, it's like his opinion in the Gemara, the Yom Kippur is Mechaper, whether you do tshuva or not. So the primary reason is we have a tradition that Yom Kippur is not going to be batal. But you also have this pasuk, that it's going to be l'chul l'chul v'ayisus zos lechem l'chukas olam. And that Purim isn't batal, the Rashba writes, shkol ha-moadim lo eftiach aleim yisbarach shalei igrom achet bitulam bechad men hazmanim av'me ha-purim eftiach achsib lo yavru misoch ha-yehudim zichrom lo yosef mizarim Some haftacha lo azhar. But all the moedim, there's no promise that sin will not cause their cancellation. But Purim, there's a promise. Never going to go away. There's a haftacha. It's not an azhar, it's not a warning. It's a haftacha that there is always going to be Purim. So it's not like the Rambam. Rambam holds that the other moedim are going to be batel, just Purim won't. The Rashba says the other moedim might be batel because of sin, but Purim definitely won't. We learn in Brachas and Afyad Beis, Amid Beis, Maskir and Tzitzis Pesayim Balelos. You mention Tzitzis Pesayim at night. Amar Belozer Ben Azariah, Arani Gim Shivim Shana, Lozachish Shtemri Tzitzis Pesayim Balelos. Ashdosha Ben Zoma, Shinemar Man Tzitzkor, Yisom Tzitzchom Yerzaim Koy Mechayecha. Mechayecha Yomim Koy Mechayecha Alelos. Chom Yerim Mechayecha Olam Hazi Koy Mechayecha Lavi Mosa Mashiach. So, Elazar ben Azariah says, it's like I'm 70 years old, and I wasn't zocher to say Yetzias Mitzrayim at night until Ben Zoma darshened. Aman tizkor es yom tzeischem eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. So what does it mean, kol yemei chayecha? Yemei chayecha is a yomim, kol yemei chayecha is a leilos. I was zocher to say it at night. I'm saying no. Yemei chayecha is a lam hazeh. Kol yemei chayecha is a lam yemosa Mashiach. So it emerges that yemosa Mashiach, there's going to be a mitzvah Yetzias Mitzrayim, is telling the machlokas Chachamim Ben Zoma, according to Chachamim Kol, is telling us that we're going to have the Mosa Mashiach. And Ben Zoma says, no, it's going to be Balelos. Mosa Mashiach, we're not going to have this mitzvah. The Gemara there brings a brisa. Tanya, Amr Ben Zoma, Lachomachim, Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mosa Mashiach. Look for Namar, Ne Yamim, Boim, Nu Mashem. Vemar et Chai Hashem, Mashiach, Las, Bnei Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim. Kim Chai Hashem, Mashiach, Allah, Vashar, Hebi, Azari, Sveit, Stol, Meretz, Safona, Mikol, Arzos, Vashay, Tachtim, Sham. The Gemara says in a brisa, the Ben Zoma said, "Lachamim, what? You're going to be maski Yetzias time in Mashiach time? No. He says you're going to forget about it in Mashiach's time." And they said, "No, not that you're going to forget about it completely. Just that it's not going to be the Iker. The Iker is going to be Mashiach, but we're not going to forget Yetzias Mitzrayim." So Rav Shlomo Alkevitz, who wrote the Lichadodi, he writes in a sefer Manas Halevi on Megillas Esther. Hashem Ruch Hazal, that there's going to be Bittul Modos, Rishona Omer, Hashem Tev is Batel, Kamash Musa Yitzel Amon, Shuhed Yer Gomer. When it says Batel, it doesn't mean completely cancelled out. Abel Berech Elios Choshev Menu Amarnu Olav Kilu Eino. There's going to be other things more important. It's like it doesn't exist, but it's still going to be there. Like we say, Chad Betrei Batel, Batel B'Shisha, Mea B'Achas. That it's Batel in 100, Batel in 2, Batel in 60. Kimi Yose Yisru Shamu, Achorei Sharachnu Oso, Yimar Rov, Amarnu Kilu Eino. Mizeh Neidam Rukolam Moadim B'Telem. So when we say that it's batel, it doesn't mean it's not there anymore. It's there, but it's batel. It's not choshev anymore. So too, it says that the moedim are batel. Doesn't mean we're going to eat chametz on Pesach. We're not going to make sukkah chas v'shalom. Aval sheischatshu b'chosan ha'yishu s'varam nifloim yimalei pinu tilasa mimeyos ha'rishonos nishkachos leikar. There's going to be new things. And therefore, what we originally did is not going to be the Iker, but we're still going to have the holidays. Just like we see in the Gemara, that Chachamim said to Ben Zoma, it's not that Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be completely uprooted, it's just that Shibud Malchus is going to be Iker and Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be Tafel. Hinei ki lios devar Yetzias Mitzrayim pratis makom macher, hinei tfeil Shibud Malchus, asher v'machus, v'amlochus rabbos. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be tefela, but it's still going to be there. But Yimei Apurim ainam b'teilam l'olam ki chav le'mashiach v'shivud me'achuz gavur atzaras Mitzrayim v'shiras din shi'eg zikaron atzalam mehem kabir mizikaron Yetzias Mitzrayim avol to Apurim lo b'nei shelo ye'odim b'nei Yisrael nemkarim kulam b'yachad l'ashim milhagur l'abed minar v'zokin taf v'noshim yomechad kasher hayoz kol shken shi'evshu shi'eg gadol m'menu ad shi'eg zeh batal v'echad ikar v'acher ikar. So the other holidays is going to be things that are more primary to them, but not Purim. The Chavle Mashiach and Shibud Malchios were Gover Al Tzaretz Mitzrayim. So that's what we're going to remember. We're going to remember the Shibud Malchios, and then we got over them, and now it's Mashiach. So So now we're going to remember that more than the Tzar of Mitzrayim. So, but not like that Purim is not like that. So when did we ever have that we were sold Lahashmi Laru Glabid Minar Bradzokin Tafinoshim Yoy Mechod, like it was back then? So that's a unique holiday, a unique tzara, so therefore it's never going to be forgotten. So it can never be secondary Purim. Purim's always going to be primary. So batel, according to Rav Shlomo Akovitz, means not that it's going to be batel metzius legamri, but rather it's going to be tuffel. But neis Purim, where the gzer is the hashmi l'arug l'abed, what could be greater than that? They wanted to destroy all of us in one day? Nothing worse than that, and nothing greater than being saved. Therefore, Purim is something that's going to be eternal. It's always going to be Iker. They wanted to destroy us completely, and we were saved. And that's the Netzach of Am Yisrael. That's our eternity. So we know that the Nes of Purim was brought to Hadar Kiblu Abim Achashverosh. So it has to bring to Nuis Chaskos in Torah that we receive the Torah again. So we have to be Mischazek in that. Ador kiblu av meach ha-shverosh to be makayim lehidah ma'isa aura v'simcha v'zos and v'ikar aura is Torah, so we should be zocha mir t'shem this Purim to be makabal of Torah anew and experience our eternity. Shalom, shalom, sweet.